From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Shiite Muslim militia and Iraqi government forces launched a counterattack Saturday against Islamic State insurgents east of Ramadi in their first attempt to retake the city since it fell to the extremist group a week ago. Witnesses told Reuters that Shiite fighters moved on three towns near Ramadi. One of them is the IS-controlled town of Usaba al-Sharqiya, 7 kilometers east of the provincial capital. And there were reports of gunfire, but no words on casualties. Meantime, the U.S. military said the international coalition it leads conducted 22 strikes in the Ramadi area overnight Friday into Saturday. Fighting in southern Somalia between Al-Shabaab militants and government forces killed dozens on Saturday. The fighting came a week after Al-Shabaab briefly seized villages in the lower Shabelle region. In another development Saturday, gunmen killed a lawmaker and his driver who had just left the parliament building in Mogadishu. Ethiopia's ruling Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front, in power for more than two decades, is expected to be the big winner today in the general election. Analysts are saying that Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn is certain to retain his office. And rights groups have said today's vote is not free and fair because the ruling party clamps down on opposition supporters and routinely detains bloggers as well as journalists. Also, initial results are expected in a few days, but the final vote on what happens in Ethiopia will not be released until next month. This is VOA News. Malaysian authorities say police have found numerous mass graves containing the remains of people believed to be migrants from Myanmar and Bangladesh. Officials have previously denied any such mass graves or slave camps existed on Malaysian soil. Similar camps and graves were found earlier this month on the Thai side of the border. A bus carrying 30 international women activists, including American feminist pioneer Gloria Steinem, crossed the border into South Korea from the north today. They're marking International Women's Disarmament Day. Women are calling for the unification of the two Koreas. The group arrived in North Korea on Tuesday and held a peace symposium and marched with North Korean women during their six-day visit. Steinem is the honorary co-chair of the group known as Women Cross DMZ.
I know that we had real human exchanges with North Korean women. There is nothing like sitting in a circle and telling each other our human stories, right? And that's what happened.
The women were denied an attempt to cross the demilitarized zone dividing the two countries, but the mark did allow the South Korean bus to cross the demarcation line to transport them to the south. Ireland has overwhelmingly voted to legalize same-sex marriage in the world's first national referendum on the issue. Enda Kenny is Ireland's prime minister.
With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are, a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people. Yes to inclusion, yes to generosity, yes to love, yes to equal marriage.
The dramatic social shift comes two decades after the traditionally Catholic country decriminalized homosexuality. U.S. Justice Department says it will review the acquittal of a Cleveland, Ohio police officer who fired through the windshield of a car at the end of a shooting barrage that left two unarmed African-American occupants dead. The verdict comes as authorities are investigating two other high-profile cases in Cleveland involving the deaths of African-Americans at the hand of police. Cleveland's mayor, Frank Jackson, called the verdict a defining moment for his city.
While we encourage and support peaceful protests, I want to make sure that those who are here that have a different agenda understand that actions that cross the line, whether by police officers or citizens, cannot and will not be tolerated.
Protesters upset with the verdict engaged in peaceful demonstrations on the streets of Cleveland on Saturday. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.